You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Forget concrete jungle and think of the city as your supremely civilized home.
We're heading downtown to talk with HGTV's Urban Oasis designer and architecture expert Vern Yip about that second city space, one that you can win.
Then we head east to spend a few New York minutes with Big Apple designer Robert Novogratz of HGTV's Home with Novogratz.
We find out from this full-on designer and father to seven what his design is on making it all work.
So grab a cab or hit the subway. Home improvement is moving on up.
Next on My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and we're going native in the city today.
Native in the city? That seems kind of like not a pair of you to go together.
It's an oxymoron.
Kind of.
If you will.
Well, we are traveling to the Urban Oasis today, HGTV's Urban Oasis, in the Trump International Hotel and Towers in Chicago. And we've got the designer, Vern Yip, who's going to escort us there.
That is going to be, or I guess I should say, I am very much looking forward to talking with him because the stuff I've seen him do is super cool.
I am a huge fan of Vern, and I can't wait to talk to him. I've been a fan of his for dozen years, I have to say. So I'm so super psyched to hear about it. And if you want to enter to win the Urban Oasis, you go to hgtv.com/Urban Oasis, and you can enter to win until October 7th, Jack's birthday.
Jack's birthday, indeed,
our
October 7th.
Our son's third birthday. You can celebrate by entering to win.
Yes, and you will win a 1,000-square-foot residence on the 35th floor. And I know the neighborhood where this is in. You do, too. And it is an awesome place not only to, like, luxuriate in, but to live in.
Yes, it is a pretty awesome place. It has 1.5 baths, a gourmet kitchen, views of the city skyline. Gorgeous. I can't wait to, like, find out who's going to win, and I hope it's going to be me. But also, I want to talk a little bit, too, about the Urban Oasis. We love going to the city and enjoying all the benefits of city life.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're a city girl.
I am a city girl at heart.
You dig it. Totally. And I think sometimes it might get a little bit of a bad rap for people who haven't kind of lived that way. But it is cool. I mean, it's cool to be able to walk out the front door and already be somewhere.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And we, you know, Mark and I compromise, and we live in a small town, which sort of has the same kind of convenience of living in the city, but with fewer people.
There's slightly fewer people here
where we live in our small town in Pennsylvania than in New York City. But also, you know, we can go for a walk and hop on the train, and we can be in New York City in a couple hours or in D.C. or whatever, and it's super convenient. But we also have a yard so Mark can mow and do all the stuff that he likes to do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, city life is all about having your world close to you, which a lot of people like. I mean, like we said, we like it. Going out to a bar, for example, one of my favorite activities.
Yes, there are a lot more bars in a city than there are in a small town or in the suburbs. I guess that's a really good benefit of being there.
Or going out for a cool run in a city park or
yes.
a bike ride.
Yes.
Because it's going to be right there, and there's usually a lot of them.
There is, and you know what else there is a lot of? Two really cool prizes that we're giving away at myfixituplife.com right now. If you click on free stuff, you could enter to win. What are the prizes, Mark?
Well, let me tell you, Teresa, behind door number one, we have Rigid's R9651 five-piece combo kit. And the five pieces are...
You know, I have to say, I think it's kind of charming and funny that you have to say the, like, R9651. Like... You know, everyone at Ridge is very important, but regular people...
Look, if you don't know what the R9651 is...
Like, people have T-shirts that say, I heart the R9651.
Visit myfixituplife.com, where you can get your own iHeart Rigid
R9. It's five tools, which include a hammer drill, a recip saw, a circ saw, an impact driver, an LED work light, and we're going to give that away in just a couple of weeks on this show.
That's right. All cordless.
Yes, and we also have another really cool prize, a 9-tool combo kit, courtesy of Tool King. DeWalt, it's just such a cool prize, I have to say, like 9 tools.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's all cordless, too.
9 high-quality.
18-volt cordless tools.
Very
cool. And we're giving that prize away in November, so you have a lot of time to enter to win, but don't put it off. Go to myfixituplife.com today and click free stuff and enter to win both cool prizes. And on today, we also have another guest. We're not just talking to Vern yet. We're also talking to another city designer on today's show.
That's right. Robert, and I hope I get this right, Novogratz.
Novogratz. Yeah, you probably know them on their show Home by Novogratz, and it airs on Saturday nights. And he and his wife, Courtney, have a design firm
in
New York City. And they do all kinds of really cool, interesting projects. And they have a lot of children.
Yes, I believe it's 7 is the number that they have.
That's a lot of kids.
They work at home. They work on homes. They do all this cool stuff, and they have this cool family life. I mean, can you believe it? I can't even believe it.
Why can't you believe it?
If we have 2 kids, I can barely get to bed at night.
I guess what you're saying is you want to have a cooler life.
Well, I
guess we have to ask him how do they do it, and how can we make our lives more interesting, too?
How do you manage it, and how do we manage it when we have to take a break?
We do. So we will see you on the other side of this break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Every time I hit a whistle ball clear across the street,
want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and it's Fix It Up Finds time.
Planet, get ready. We've got some good ones.
We do have some good ones, and of course.
Why don't you take a run at it first?
I would love to go first. Thank you, darling. That's so sweet. And you know what? That's true. I'm going to take a run at it because my find is giverunning.org.
This time I read the sheet.
Well, you did, but you also saw this with me on television. Yeah. We were watching Sunday Morning, one of my absolute favorite shows, but it happens so often that our day gets started so early on Sundays that we don't get to actually catch the show.
Yeah, we watch it every Sunday about once a year.
We do, and I wish I could watch it more often, but it comes on at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
We're
and by 9
gone.
O'clock, we're already doing something else. Our Sunday morning, I guess, is probably different than a lot of other people who love that program.
Well, certainly the ones who watch it and keep it on year after
year. Who get to keep watching it.
But we saw
an interview with this guy named Greg, and he is a senior at the University of Southern California, and he has this organization called giverunning.org, and what he does is he collects old running shoes, and then he distributes them to third world nations and to local inner city communities. So it's just such an awesome thing. And one of the things that he was talking about is that, you know, they showed him cleaning the shoes and everything and then handing the shoes out. But for a lot of times, the pair of shoes that his organization that he gives to a child or someone is the first pair of shoes that the person has ever owned in their entire life. And if that doesn't make you kind of like well up a little bit, I don't know what will. And their whole thing is that he's actually distributed more than 11,000 pairs of shoes, and he's still in college. It's like, blows my mind.
It's incredible how some of these young people who just strike on a right idea and they're intelligent and driven make it.
Well, the funny thing, too, that I got out of what you just said is that you know you're getting older when you refer to someone who's, like, in their 20s as a young person.
Where's the window for me to jump out?
The young people today, they really got the get
you
up
know.
And go.
Where's my walker, Sonny?
So let's change topic. So giverunning.org, check it out, and donate your old shoes to him. Such a good cause. So what are your fix-it-up finds, dear?
Well,
is it going to make me cry?
Here's a fix-it-up find. No, mine have no emotion whatsoever.
Oh, just like you.
Other than water
Very
cannons.
Stoic finds.
Well, this can make you happy, especially if you have a house with a suspended ceiling in it that has seen better days. You know, the metal grids with the, I don't even know what those tiles are made out of.
A drop ceiling?
Yeah.
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 With acoustic tiles?
Acoustic tiles,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those aren't really known for being, let's say, hyper-beautiful.
Yes.
Yes. However, you can install one that is. I found this one called Woodtrack by Souder Woodworking, and that is WOODTRACBYSAUDER.com.
Yeah.
Woodtrack by Souder. And basically what they've done is instead of the metal grids, they've used beautiful hardwoods with routed edges and details, and they have what appear to be plywood panels that slip inside there.
Okay.
Really nice. You can get oak, you can get alder, or you can get a mixture of oak, alder, and paint grade.
That's very nice.
They look really good. Think about
now,
it
for
Now,
is it for homes or is it for commercial spaces?
Want. Basement.
And how much more does it cost us to get this than the traditional acoustic tile?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll have to look into that.
I didn't get a pricing.
Because it sounds so good that...
It's way cheaper than trimming it out yourself, though.
Oh, making your own
making
wood
your
track.
Own.
Can you imagine making that, though?
Well, even if you do box beams and put crown molding in it all over the place, you can get the same kind of look
yes.
on a much better budget.
Okay.
The other one is a little more fun, and I read about this place on a website called AtlasObscura.com.
Atlas Obscura?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place called Boomeria.
What?
Yeah, it's called Boomeria.
Boomeria?
And it's and I have to fess
How
up.
How do you know if it's not Boomeria?
I don't.
I'm going to call it Boomeria because it sounds more festive.
You do that. You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's
fine.
If
you care
I
to.
Shall, I shall.
But it is, and I have to fess up, this website looked really old.
Okay.
So it might not be the way I am describing it. That's how old the website looked.
So you're going to share a find with me and everybody else.
Let's just put
something
it,
that may or may not exist.
Let's just put it this way. It looked like it was on a dot matrix printer.
So you're gonna share a find with us that you found amusing that might mean nothing to anybody
That's
else.
Right.
That's why I'm going to call it Boomeria.
That's right.
Because it may not actually exist.
Well, if it does.
Like a disclaimer, like one of those
does,
medicine
it,
commercials.
It exists.
May not actually exist. You may not be able to find this on the internet.
May
Mark may have been dreaming when he created the Boomeria at Atlas Obscura.
Well, it gets better.
Okay.
Because it's in Bonnie Doon, California.
That sounds hot.
That sounds cool. And the place is named for its owner, Mr. Boom.
Whoa.
Not related to or
no,
perhaps
no, no,
the descendant
no, 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 no.
of Mary Poppins, Admiral Boom. One
Mr.
of the best
Boom,
characters.
I think he is. So the guy from Mary Poppins, Admiral Boom, his
right.
grandson, Mr. Boom, created Boomeria.
Boomeria. And he is a, or was a, physics teacher in California near where he lives. And he has built...
He was a physics teacher near where he lives?
In Bonnie Doon, California. Or near there, in Bonnie Doon County,
He didn't
California.
Commute to Australia or anything.
So anyway, he built all this awesome stuff to bring his physics lessons to life. So there's literally a 2,500 pipe organ. There are 100 yards of tunnels.
You mean
you
the musical
go,
instrument, right?
I mean the musical instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a 3-story castle, and this is kind of where the physics comes to life, totally loaded with water cannons. And he's got an engine room below, and this is how he talks about how water moves, and I guess it's aquadynamics, probably not, but that's why he built this whole place. It's huge. It's on a hectare. It's in metric. It's so scientific.
So for everybody listening, that was a very questionable fix it up find, and we have to go to a very not questionable, very real break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
It might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clements. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we have a caller on the line who knows what it's like to work with his spouse, just like we do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And his family.
Yes.
Although his family seems to be somewhat, and by somewhat, I mean almost triple, what ours is. We're joined by Robert Novogratz from HGTV's Home by Novogratz. How are you, Robert?
I'm really good. Great being here.
Cool, cool. And we're finding you today in Nueva York, as they say in Spanish.
Exactly. I'm, I think, on 58th Street. We're filming at the Wendy Williams show today. We're redoing her guest room for her show, and we're it'll be a new episode for our second season coming out this spring.
So the guest room is like the green room?
It's actually, the guest room is where I the audience goes before they go into the audience. I
oh,
guess.
Really?
So they hang out there. So we kind of made it interactive where they have, we did a photo booth machine, a DJ and stand, and we put like a step and repeat, which is a, what you would see on a red carpet so they can take pictures in front of the Wendy Williams.
Oh,
like,
no way.
So it's fun. Yeah. It's,
that's called a step and repeat?
Step and repeat. Yeah, you learn that when you walk down that red carpet. I never knew what it was until a couple of years ago myself.
I know what you're talking about with the step and the repeat because, you know, I like to watch the whole red carpet thing. I haven't been invited to the red carpet before, though. So if your wife ever doesn't want to go with you, I will totally be your date, and it's totally cool.
Yeah.
But that's an awesome experience for the guests, for the people that are coming to the Wendy Williams show. I mean, there's a DJ booth, you said, too?
Yeah, DJ booth, and we did we always incorporate art in all our projects, so we did this really cool video installation of video art that kind of a genius artist put together, the 50 most famous kisses in cinema history, and he kind of sped it up on the computer. It's pretty wild. So,
oh my!
My favorite of those kisses were Charlton Heston and Kim Hunter in *The Planet of the Apes* when he kicks the human kisses the monkey for the first time. But anyway, Brett Butler and Scarlett. And,
yeah,
it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh my! What a really cool experience that she's giving everyone, because I know we've been guests and we've been in studio audiences before. You remember, honey? Like, we went to, like, The Daily Show and stuff.
Colbert.
And they don't really have a good experience there for people to wait.
Yeah, mostly it's outside.
Yeah, and then the inside space is kind of, like, really not pleasant at all. But Wendy's kind of a live wire, though.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun, and she has a talk show for a reason. She's a larger-than-life kind of figure, so... it's a fun project.
Now will we see this on the actual show?
Yeah, it's going to be on her show, I believe, this Thursday, mm-hmm. I believe. I'm not positive. And then there'll be a whole episode on our show.
Oh, really?
So you're state the obvious 101. You're almost done.
We're almost there. The reveal is tomorrow morning with Wendy, and we're finishing up tonight.
Wow,
okay.
And is this going to be an all-nighter? Do you have to, like, are you on schedule?
Well, if not, because we're almost done, but we actually worked all weekend to get it, because we're on her schedule for her audience. So, yeah, we kind of cranked it out.
Now, will you guys be tweeting out, like, any pictures of what you're doing before it airs on her show?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
We'll have
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. We're happy with it.
And if you don't follow them on Twitter, it's The Novogratz. It's at The Novogratz to follow them on Twitter, because we do.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much. Yeah,
yeah,
we love Twitter.
And then you guys have a design website, Six Design, SIXXDesign.com. And then I saw another website, TheNovogratz.com. So where should we all go to? What's the best place to find out more information?
We're about to shut down the SIXXDesign.com because, we switched our name to the Novogratz because, we actually did six when we had six kids, and now we have seven, so we couldn't be six anymore.
Oh, that is totally cool. And you guys obviously approach it from the design side of things, but are you also acting as the general contractor on these projects?
Yeah, well, we started our career building buildings in the city, so we were the designers and the builders of a lot of townhouses in the Manhattan area. And then about 7 or 8 years ago, we had a lot of people ask us to design for them, hotels and whatever. And so then we kind of became the designers and, but we're kind of jack of all trades. We do it all.
Wow.
Wow.
What's your background? I mean, like, I know it's been a long road, but where's the beginning of that road? Like, how'd you get into it?
Well, we're both self-taught. We started about 18 years ago. We bought a townhouse in Manhattan and did it all on the fly, on the budget, and we did okay with it. So we said, let's turn our passions into a career and love what we do every day, and that's what we kind of did.
And raising a family, too. I mean, having seven kids. We have two, and, seven, it just blows my mind. How do you juggle this kind of career where, what you're doing, and it's on TV, and you're traveling around?
Well, we have help, first of all, so we couldn't do without, we face a village to raise a family like ours. So, but we have our own business, so we work out of the home, office to home, so I think that helps. And we're able to, having our own business, dictate if we want to, how much we want to work or as little as we work. And but it's a struggle. It gets harder. The kids are our oldest, 14 now, and, I think we love being with our kids. So all our free time is with our kids mostly. And then we love what we do. So it works right now. We've been blessed with a little luck and health. And, those things are probably the key to life.
So seven kids between the ages of 2 and 14.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We see it all,
So when that 14-year-old goes to college, you'll be doing college for a very long time.
Yes, yeah. I know it, right? That's why we got to keep working.
You got to keep working hard because that's going to be a long stretch, too.
Now, are any of the kids showing signs that they like the kind of life that you and Courtney have, or are they kind of like, it's my parents, it's whatever, I'm going to be a stockbroker?
Well, you know, with the TV side of it, we don't make it to be too big of a deal, so we don't sit around talking about it. But on the design side, we're all about exposing kids to, you know, art, music, you know, theater, whatever it is, sport. And some kids, you know, respond to sport. Some kids respond to art. I don't think you can jam it down their throat. I think you want to expose it to them and let them figure out what they like for themselves. And so, you know, it's a long answer to a short question. Yeah, two or three of them are really loving design and, you know, and art, and are gravitating that way right now.
Well, that is so cool.
That is cool. And, like, do you have the whole school bus dedicated to your family or just...
Yeah, we even with the schools, we have our two wild six-year-old boys are in Catholic school. We have three of our kids at a private school. We have our two-year-old in a nursery school, and we have one of our 13-year-old girls is being homeschooled. So we kind of see it all, you know, and... we kind of try to figure out what works best for each kid and how, you know, how they're liking it. And it's each kid's so different, even how they learn.
Wow.
That is true. It is true. Some need to see it. Some need to do it. What's the other one? Some need to hear it.
Yes.
You know, do you have all three?
And, you know, some kids respond to a pat on the back and some kids, you know, respond to maybe a nudge in the butt. But, you know, you have to... You know, I'm one of seven myself. I was the oldest of seven, so I kind of saw a lot of, you know, some good qualities because I came from a real tight-knit family. And, you know, it's not rocket science. We always say that common sense usually prevails.
Hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Well, and Home by Novogratz airs on Saturday nights, and it's now at 9:30.
Yes, okay. On HGTV at 9:30. And I think we have a couple more episodes left in this season, and we had a blast on the first season.
So do you know what the episodes that are coming up that everybody should tune in this Saturday night and next Saturday night to watch?
Yeah, this Saturday I think we did like this kind of a Mad Men bachelor pad for these two young guys.
Oh, no way.
In their late 20s, they were kind of living the college life still, so they need a little style in their life, I think. So what we try to do is... no matter who it is, Manhattan or, you know, the suburbs or wherever we are, we always say we can bring, you know, good style and good taste on any budget. So we didn't spend a lot. We just kind of made some changes to make their house a little more presentable to their prospective lady friends. You know?
Well, from the Don Draper standpoint of Mad Men, were you wearing suits with thin ties and drinking at lunch?
Well, you know, that's a great question. We called it the Mad Men episode, so we definitely did. I think we finished with a martini with them at the bar we got on that episode. So we had some, you can't beat that style, right? That's pretty pretty good stuff.
Oh, it is pretty. I mean, they wear suits on the weekends and stuff. I've caught a few episodes of it. But,
I watch it just to see, like, the style stuff. I just say they dress so beautifully.
Seriously, how blown away are you by those sets? And, like, I was watching it, and there was a typewriter cover. They didn't just have the typewriter. They had the little plastic cover that the receptionist put over it. And they missed nothing on that show.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, we're always – anything we look at in films or when we go to a restaurant, I'm always looking at the design stuff and trying to get ideas and, you know, pick people. So where do you get all these ideas from? But, you know, it's usually just walking down the streets of New York or even listening to music, I think, of design.
No kidding. Can you, in the 30 seconds or so we have left, articulate a design that you've had that's been inspired by song? By a song or by a certain piece of music?
Oh, by a certain piece of music. You know, it's more, I think, like, you know, a song. I mean, I wouldn't say really per se a song, but I just feel like, you know, maybe it's like the way Mick Jagger dresses or the way, you know, it's all kind of the groove. Like what we say as far as music goes, like having Miles Davis play in your home is as important as having a piece of art on your walls.
Oh,
and,
that is so true.
And, you know, it's creating a vibe. And I think there's a lot of great designers out there. We're living in a real homogenized world today where a lot of things are starting to look the same. And I think it's about being individual, about being creative. But it's about creating a place where at your home, people feel comfortable. They want to stay. We say you can take, you know, you can take your shoes off. You can leave them on. Don't forget them when you leave, you know.
Yeah.
And if that's what design is, it's not just aesthetics, the way you look at it, but it's the way you feel inside.
Well, and you can feel that way too. Watch Home by Novogratz on Saturday nights at 9:30, and we have to take a break.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and I'm feeling palm trees.
You are?
Concrete palm trees.
Concrete palm trees? What are you talking about?
Urban oasis.
Well, I don't...
See how I pulled in the desert theme?
Well, the urban oasis is in Chicago. I don't really think there are a lot of palm trees there.
There aren't. That's why they're concrete and glass.
Okay. That's really interesting.
And that's why I'm desperately out of my depth right now.
You are. And, you know, to get you into your depths and to jump in the pool, we have a special caller on the line.
Or jump in the lake.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, many
Chicago.
Puns.
Mm-hmm.
Vern Yip, designer of... the HGTV Urban Oasis. Are you on the line with us, or have you hung up yet?
No. I'm still here.
That's good. Thanks for bearing with us.
Good. Sometimes I use all the puns at once, and then all there is radio silence.
Well, let me tell you something exciting. There actually are palm trees at the Urban Oasis this year, because every year, well, this year it's, you know, we're giving away this incredible 1,100 square foot unit inside the Trump International Hotel and Tower, Chicago. And on the 16th floor is the most amazing restaurant. And then they have this exterior deck. And during the summertime, they actually had these potted palm trees on the 16th floor of this building. It was incredible.
Oh,
you know, I have to say that I'm not going to hear the end of that all day long from my husband.
Well, Vern, I read in your bio that you're married and you have kids, and you might be able to sympathize with this. Since you said palm trees, I've been pointing at her.
Yes, he has, and making faces at me as well. It's really quite special. But, you know, I'm really excited to talk to you because I have been following you since Trading Spaces a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness. That was almost 12 years ago.
Well, you know, you were my favorite designer on Trading Spaces, and I always tuned in and enjoyed watching it when you were on that program.
And no joke, Vern, when you do pop up on HGTV or whatever, Teresa really does respect the way that you truly design things. She loves your style.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for all the years of support.
Well, and the one thing that really gets me excited, too, is that you are actually trained in architecture, too. Like, you actually, you know, there are a lot of interior designers, but, you know, you bring sort of a different kind of approach to design on television that I really enjoy.
You know, I actually have a master's in architecture, and I approach interiors from an architect's perspective. So, to me, there's always this confluence of both function and aesthetics. I mean, it has to look great, but the functional component has to be there too.
You know, that's refreshing for both of us to hear and something we respect quite a lot because on, from my end of things, I approach this from the remodeling and contracting side. So, you know, I understand the importance and value of the design and the interface with the homeowner, but my first question is, but how can I build it?
Yes.
That's great. Where do I nail the bottom plate?
That's exactly it.
You can't put a pipe there.
Well, and I was pretty excited to read in your bio that you actually started off, you know, in your schooling to become a doctor.
That's right. I went to the University of Virginia, and I was a pre-med student there, and just a couple of weeks away from starting medical school when I told my folks that I wanted to pursue what was important to me. And that was a big deal. You know, my parents gave up a lot. They fled communist China during the communist revolution, and they gave up everything to afford me the best education possible here in the U.S. and to afford me all the opportunities that we enjoy here living in the U.S. And so I wanted to make them proud, and they always wanted me to be a doctor. But in my heart, I knew I always wanted to be an architect. I always wanted to design. But, you know, when I told them that news, you know, they were so supportive, and I've always been grateful for that.
Well, going to the University of Virginia, too, I mean, that could turn a lot of people on to want to be an architect.
Oh, that place is gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. It is absolutely one of the most stunning places that you can visit. If you weren't lucky enough to go to school there, I certainly encourage you to go visit because Thomas Jefferson did an amazing job with that campus, and it's just a really beautiful place to go to school.
It is, and you know, I've toured around the campus, and there are those little rooms that are like the original dorms or something along the quad.
That's right.
Yeah, did
on
you
the
ever
wall.
Get to live in one of those?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever get to live in one of those?
You know, I didn't. In my third year at the University of Virginia, I elected to become an RA, a resident advisor. And so I moved back into the freshman dorms. And then in my fourth year there, I was a senior resident advisor. So for my last 2 years there and my first year, I lived in the first-year dorms. And at Virginia, we have very specific language, so I apologize, but you're never a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Oh. Your first, second, third, or fourth year there. So.
Wow. So you were...
Hold on. I got to go to UVA sweatshirt, come back in a pennant.
That's pretty cool. Well, and I read, you're now on Twitter, and you can follow Vern at Vern Yip Designs. And, you know, I saw that you shot a commercial for AT&T.
I did. I'm so excited to be working with them. And I think that comes out in the not-too-distant future. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, we'll be checking that out for sure.
Well, my question, now I have a question that is slightly intended to make fun of you, but really intended to mask my jealousy.
Uh-oh.
What's it like to be this smart and cool and good-looking and married and have kids and stuff? I bet I got to hang up. I'll take my answer off the air.
I guarantee you that my family does not think those things about me. I'm just goofy dad is what I am.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, good, because that's what I am.
But yes, my husband
I think that's all I got.
But that is true. He is a goofy dad. So
isn't that what we want at the end of the day? Don't you just want to be known as goofy dad or goofy mom? You know, I mean, you can do all these amazing, wonderful things in life, but if you make that decision, that choice to have children, it's life-changing. It becomes the most significant thing in your life, and you know, your world then revolves around those children.
It does.
It really does.
If you want to or not. Too.
Yeah, we call our kids the boss. Like, they're the bosses of us, you know. They definitely are. Mm-hmm.
But you just don't want them to catch on to that. It's the total truth.
Now, Vern, obviously you spent a ton of time doing the media and the design around the urban oasis in Chicago in the Trump Tower. But do you live in Chicago or are you elsewhere right now?
No, I actually am in the Washington, D.C. area right now. I do not live in Chicago. I'm not a Chicago resident, but boy, would I love to be. That is a phenomenal city. I mean, great architecture, great food, amazing museums, and on top of that, super friendly people. I think it's one of the things that distinguishes that city the most is the fact that they have all of these huge big city amenities, but people there are as friendly as they would be in a small town. It's really refreshing.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and it's one of my favorite cities too. And I'm actually from the D.C. area, so it's nice to know that you're there.
Yeah. So
yeah,
when are we coming over for dinner? No, I'm kidding about that. But yeah, Teresa's from there. I lived there for a dozen years, so we've sort of been in the same places, I would imagine, at some point.
Now, are you working on a project in D.C.?
I am. I'm shooting a new episode of Bang for Your Buck, which is a show that I have been on occasionally in the past, but now I'm in the middle of a big stretch of them, and I love it here. I'm from this area, actually. I grew up in McLean, Virginia, and have always loved the Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, it's a great place.
It really is. It's a nice place to be able to meet people because it's such a transient city that, you know, people are coming in and out all of the time, and it's a really good place. If you're a young person listening to this show and you want to meet people, D.C. is a good place to meet people, so to say.
It is, and I think it has a sort of the distinction of being probably our most international and global city in the U.S., even more so than in New York, I would say, because you have people from all over the world who move here to work for the embassies or for the World Bank or for big corporations. And so it's a very, very international community.
It's true. And now a personal question. You mentioned earlier that your parents fled communist China. Do you speak Chinese as well as English?
I do. I do. I speak Chinese as well as English. And I think the challenge for my poor kids is we've been trying to raise them trilingual. So my son is 20 months and my daughter is 6 months. And we've been speaking English, Chinese, and Spanish in the household. So they probably won't start speaking until they're like 18 or something. We really
delayed
their language skills.
Goodness gracious.
That is awesome.
I'm so impressed.
My mother grew up that way, different languages, but she grew up that way, trilingual at least. Yeah, trilingual. And she's smarter than me too, Vern.
Well, they say when you're that little, you know, when you're just a baby, your brain is capable of really picking up accents and dialects much better than when you're older. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Oh, that's true. We would actually love to hear from you on that because we want to clearly talk to you for, what, 3-4 hours?
Well, I want to ask you about Design Star, too. And, you know, what's it like being a judge on that show?
It's a lot of fun. I've been with that show since the very first season, and I can't believe that we just concluded our 6th season. And it only happens once a year, so that means 6 years. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to see design talent from all over the country come and compete. And it's such a great prize. The idea that you would actually win the competition and then win your own show is tremendous.
That is a tremendous prize.
Now, how did TV happen to you in the first place? Was it an accident? Were you, like, did you know somebody?
No, you know, what happened was in 1999, I had started my own firm, and I was doing a lot of commercial work and some residential work in the Atlanta area. And in the year 2000, I won Designer of the Year, which was a huge deal for me. And I got my name and face in a bunch of magazines and publications after having won that. And one of those magazines landed on the desk of the production company that was putting together the first season of Trading Spaces. And they asked me to come on in and audition, and I did, and they offered me the job, and I turned it down. I actually didn't think that it was something that I really wanted to be a part of because I had just, you know, won this big award, and I just started my own practice, and the concept behind the show, you know, was that for $1,000, you transform a space in 2 days. And I had clientele that was paying, you know, they were paying $1,000 for a lampshade or,
yeah,
you know, a decorative vase. I thought this can't possibly be good for my career, but I started to think about it a little more. And what I really loved about that show is that it demonstrated that great design doesn't just belong to the top rung of the socioeconomic ladder. Great design has the ability to transform everybody's life, and it should have that ability. And that show sort of paved the way for showcasing that.
Teresa and I are sitting here, no joke.
We're having
smiling.
One of those husband and wife moments that you just can't make up.
We're smiling at each other because we are really digging that very concept right there, despite the fact we're surrounded by, I don't know, $80,000 worth of lampshades. You know, because we're top of the ladder.
Yeah, we collect them. Yeah,
we don't have the lamps. We just have
the shades. Yeah, exactly.
But the shady part of what I'm going to say next is
that
we have
to take
a break,
and I want everyone to go to HGTV and go to VernYip.com and check out VernYip and follow him on Twitter at VernYipDesigns. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tile. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
What a perfect day to play left right there. The kettle and I'm feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair as the daylight fades.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we're still native in the city.
I don't think I'm that native in this city. I think I'm kind of, I don't know, more polished. More developed
figure of speech. It's uh-huh. for people who totally are just in with what they're doing.
Well, Mark is totally native, and I think you're probably glad that we're not video streaming this particular show since he's all native, but we will be next week when we're in the city, New York City.
Times Square for the Stanley Tools annual media press event where Stanley unveils all their new stuff.
So what that means to you guys is tune in next week and you'll be able to check out all of the cool new stuff that they're going to allow us to show you and talk about, all the new tools.
That's right. And there may be more than just Stanley Tools.
Really?
Could it be?
Purses and handbags and high-heel shoes.
That's right.
Skirts and dresses.
That's exactly not right.
Okay. Well, you know, it's going to be a lot of really awesome tools because Stanley makes really cool stuff. And I'm very excited to go to the city. But we're still inside our Urban Oasis show, and we've got a URC to share with you. You may say, what's a URC? Mark, what's a URC?
No, I'm one of those people who says, what's a URC?
Urban Remodeling Checklist. Check it down.
Oh, I didn't know we abbreviated everything
have
an abbreviation, okay?
Check it on the mic.
Bye.
1212, the URC.
Well, if you are new to the city, whether you're a contractor or you've just moved there to buy, like, some cool fix-it-up awesome house, working in the city is a little different than working out in the country, a.k.a. suburbs.
The suburbs aren't the country, but, you know, when you are working inside of a city, there are a lot of different things you have to think about. And also, you know, the products that you think about incorporating into your home or your apartment are different than what you would include inside, you know, a single-family home. You know, I used to live in a condo in the city, and one of the funniest things, well, one of the, like, strangest things that I ever encountered talking with a girlfriend, and I was like, I don't have storage space, because you don't when you live in an apartment.
Generally speaking,
in the city,
yeah. Or
you know,
you have less, that's for
you
sure.
A lot less than you do if you have a single-family home. And I remember, you know, there was, like, when the whole, like people were making bread, they had the bread machines, everybody had one. And I said I didn't have a place to put a bread machine, and I wouldn't really make bread anyway. And my girlfriend said to me, oh, when you're not using it, you just throw it in a closet. And I said, I don't have
They're
a closet
full.
To throw it in. And she could not understand
you
because
get her head around it.
For her whole life she lived in single-family homes.
Yeah. And you put your Christmas decorations in the basement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or you put them in the attic, or, you know, you put them in that extra walk-in closet.
Right.
And not anything's wrong with that. It's just that things are a lot different when you – if you live in a city and a 1,000-square-foot apartment is, like, huge.
That's right.
Yes. That. So there's not a lot of places to store tools. You have to, like – think more creatively about all the little, like, little spaces and nooks and crannies in your home.
Yeah, both from a design standpoint and if you're taking on a project.
Yes.
Like, you really have, and this isn't for every place. I've worked from Boston to Annapolis and all kinds of different apartments.
And there aren't very many warrants out on him, you know, between Boston and Annapolis.
Exactly. And I'm forgetting Washington, D.C., where I did most of my projects, but you kind of have to think differently. Like, if you're hiring a contractor, you're doing it yourself, that person's going to need to set up inside your house where you live.
Yes, you have to set up probably inside where you live. Or, you know, sometimes apartments have courtyards or loading docks or something else that you could probably utilize, or a basement,
utility
a storage
room.
Unit, something like that that you could probably use. But deliveries are much more difficult, and trying to figure out, you know, I remember living in one place one time in the city and trying to get the couch delivered up the stairs, because I was living in this 100-year-old apartment building, and it's just like there isn't a way to get it up into your place. So you have to really think about how to...
Transportation of whatever it is very important, is what
yes,
you're saying.
Yes, transportation, but also like measuring everything to make sure it fits, because you can't just like... You just can't open your sliding glass doors and have it come through that way, too. But yeah, it's interesting, though, to think about, you know, how different life can be living in the suburbs versus living in the city, and, you know, kind of appreciating all the cool things that you have living in both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you want to run out and get something to eat or drink in the city, pretty much going to be right there.
That's you fixate on that. That's like the best part about living in a city
carried,
is like going to a bar.
I'm remembering a job that I did in Boston.
I'm surprised you're not wearing like one of those beer hats right now. Like you would have total access.
Well, here's the other thing.
And see, my husband, Mark, he also wants to have a kegerator now.
Who doesn't?
See, that's one of the reasons why we can't live in a city is because you want to have a tractor, you want to have an outdoor shower, and you want to have... You know, like all this other like man stuff that I basically, the children and I would be huddled in like a corner somewhere trying to like, you know, make space for ourselves if you had all of your like, all your stuff.
Who doesn't want a snowplow?
We can't, yeah, you can't fit a snowplow inside a condo in New York City.
You don't need one.
Or can you? I wonder if somebody does.
Oh, I'm sure somebody's got one, you know, bolted to the wall somehow.
Bolted to the wall?
Where else are you going
to
put it?
You remember we had a caller last year who was asking how to store her bike because she lived in an apartment or a condo in the city, and we were talking to her about actually creating it so that she could hang it from the ceiling because she had very tall ceilings and she wasn't utilizing the space up top.
Right, mm-hmm. Like a pulley system we were talking about.
Yeah, that's, you know, another kind of creative solution. You know, if you live in a tall space, in a loft, you know,
yeah,
and to be able to utilize everything that you have.
I would
have
love to
really
hang my bike from the ceiling. How cool would that be?
You just want to hang it from the ceiling just because.
Yeah.
And then you want to probably get on the bike.
If I lived in a barn out in the country, I'd still want to hang it from the ceiling.
We would visit you. Occasionally, maybe. I'd call first and say, Mark, did you shower today? Is this the day that you shower? And then we'd come and visit you.
Well, here's another thing.
Because you'd want to hug us.
Here's another thing to think about when you're doing an in-town project, which is what I like to call them. Not only is getting the stuff in something, but so is getting it out. You have to deal with trash. You might not be able to get a dumpster. On the other hand, in various cities where I've worked, the trash people take everything. I've seen them take stuff that wasn't trash. They just go down the street, and if it's in their way, they take it. It's incredible.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I think it was a couch. I have to think about this one for a second. But someone's getting a couch delivered.
And they took the new couch?
Like, they had it on the side of the road while they unlocked the door, and the trash truck was coming. They said, don't take my couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's something that I guess a lot of us don't think about. But I want to talk about next week's show a little bit more. I know we were talking about it, you know, at the top of this segment. But
that'd be a handy idea.
It would be handy. We are going to be doing our show from the Stanley Tools event in New York City. We're very excited. I am so excited to go to New York City because this girl's got to get out. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And then the next week, mark your calendars, because we're talking to Scott from Income Property. He's one of the judges on All American Handyman.
In case you're not on a first name basis with Scott, he has a last name as well. It's called McGilvery.
And Mike Holmes is also a judge on that program, and those guys really know what they're doing. And it's kind of a cool contest because the All American Handyman, you win a $10,000 Sears prize pack and an HGTV development deal.
Oh, I could use a development deal and 10 G's.
And then the week after that, you know, Mark, keep marking your calendars, Mark. Do you have your, like, pencil out?
Digital.
You put it in your Droid?
Yeah, I'm
Extreme
Droid,
Makeover Home Edition. We're sharing interviews that we did with Paul DeMeo and Jillian Harris and also the executive producer, Brady Cannell, from the job site.
Those guys are terrific. That is just super fun. The project was great. That was in Eders, Pennsylvania.
It was in Eders, Pennsylvania, and we were there, and we also need to tell everybody to go to myfixituplife.com to enter to win free stuff. We're giving away two really cool prize packs of tools right now.
Yes, we've got the Rigid prize pack, and we've got Tool King's DeWalt prize pack.
Yes, it's very awesome, and anybody who enters to win is going to be like, hello, check me out.
Hey, what's up?
Well, actually, whoever wins those prizes, you better lock your doors because all of your neighbors are going to be coming over and saying, I know you won. I need to borrow a tool. That happens to us all the time.
So what we want you to do, whether you win or not, is email us, info@myfixituplife.com. Share your stories. Tell us your triumphs. Ask us your questions.
Yes.
Just say hi.
Just say hi. Mark needs that from time to time. You know, everyone needs a little email love. And go to My Fix It Up Life's Facebook page and check out what's going on there. We have a lot of people, you know, we're chatting every day about home improvement and things related and unrelated as well.
That's right. Go to MyFixItUpLife.com. Watch our videos.
Watch our videos on YouTube or MyFixItUpLife.com. We have some really cool videos that we've done in the last few months that, you know, like the nursery makeover, super cute.
Compost bin.
Yes. Not super cute, but super cool.
Super cool. I use that every day.
We do use it every day. And, you know, we built it out of Western Red Cedar, and I swear I still think that it smells so delicious. Western Red Cedar, when we cut it, it just smells so yummy.
And what else is yummy is seeing you next time. Fix It Up.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initial dive into a tree and die. I'd like to wait and see.